You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The exodus continues from what was once San Francisco's largest mall, with six restaurants recently closing up shop in San Francisco Center's food court. This comes even as business appears to be picking up in Union Square, just a few blocks away. So, Phil, what went wrong with the mall?
You know, a whole host of things, not the least of which was, you know, San Francisco's crime in the area, COVID shutdown, people not going into the office, the foot traffic dropped, the tourism dropped. Tourism was really big for San Francisco's downtown retail. And it has been for 20 or 30 years. It was a lot of the tourists that were actually keeping the stores alive. And when they went away, it's been really tough coming back. But I got to tell you, you know, the mall, the Center Mall, is this huge building. It's one of a kind. It takes up half to three quarters of a city block entirely. It goes up several floors. But when you walk in there, you've been in, you know, malls or such when they've been on the downswing, right? You've seen them when they're near empty. They look run down. You know, the stores have dropped and diminished, and just it just looks really worn and frayed. You walk in the Westfield Mall, it's like walking into a mall that's about to open. I mean, the stores are empty, but everything about it is pristine. It's like being in some weird science fiction movie. It's empty except for people sort of walking around looking at the empty stores. Very nice place. I've never seen a case like this before, and I really don't know where it's going to go, and neither does anybody else at this point.
You know, it doesn't really look like San Francisco Center is going to attract any more stores, so then what's next for, as you describe, a big and beautiful building?
Well, the question is whether that big and beautiful building will stay big and beautiful. I mean, Mayor London Breed proposed the idea of turning it into a soccer stadium.
Right.
That would mean the building coming down. Okay, that is how far out of the box people have been thinking. The banks took it back, and now they're looking for putting it up on auction. They may or may not have an auction later this month on the property, or it just will sit and they'll try to get another deal. Different ideas have come into play. They said, okay, let's have the ground floor be retail and then offices and housing on the upper floors. That's sort of a thing we hear about a lot, but it's very, very expensive to do. But, you know, and I don't think anybody's going to do anything until interest rates come down and the demand goes up for retail and housing. And that just hasn't happened in San Francisco. But what might happen is that they close it and they just try to keep it clean and safe, which is becoming the new sort of a city motto in San Francisco. And rather than wild and crazy, it's like, we're just trying to be clean and safe, clean and safe. You hear the mayor say that, you hear Union Square say it, you hear the hotel people say it. So if things come back, keep it clean and safe. The mall, it's a huge, huge piece of real estate. Luckily, I think they'll be able to keep it clean and safe, but it's probably going to have locked doors there for a while.
All right, Phil, thank you. KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.